Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Thank you. Welcome. Yeah.
I said something before the start of the show, and I don't know if I should have said it, because it's going to be a doozy. Yeah, that was Julie Dexter, Rhythm Daughter. I am a Rhythm Daughter. You can find that song at juliedexter.com. Right now, you find yourself on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. And four is the number of the day. It's the energy of the day. I'm a little partial to four. My birthday is May 4th. And a little kid told me years ago, you got a Star Wars birthday. May the 4th be with you. And he was saying that before it was even hip. So I want to thank a little kid I met on a plane. Oh, sweetie pie, what's your name? You know, it's funny, we're Facebook friends now. It's hilarious, we found each other. But really? Yeah, okay, it's that kind of day. Four is a powerful number. It's the number of emperors and kings in tarot. So truthfully, emperors don't chirp about what they're about to say out their mouth. They just make pronouncements. So, Kellen is his name. Little Kellen, who's all big and grown now, thank you so much for a magical moment in my life. I met him on a plane in Arizona. I was crying really hard because I didn't want to leave the desert and I didn't want to leave the sunset. And I really thought I was going to move out to Arizona. And this little boy sees me crying on the plane. And he goes, are you going to miss it? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to miss it. And we just became buddies. And when we separated from the plane, he had to go on his departure. I was going my way. He was going to London. Ding, 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 for anybody who knows me. England is a big part of my life. I've never been there. But it just shows up. Kellen was on his way to London to go visit his mama's people, and he was 8 years old, and he was the first one to give me the gift of my birthday being May the 4th. So big shout out to Kellen, and may he be rocking the world. And of course, when we departed, we cried like we knew each other for all our lives, and we did. He was a part of my Soul Tribe family, and his mom was cool enough to let us connect. And I hugged him. He went on his way. I went on mine. But that's a really special part of my life. And that's magic. So, yeah, I'm a Rhythm Daughter. And what I said before the show was that I want to dedicate this show to the fourth king of Orishas, Shango, who is in charge of drums. When you hear drums, that's Shango. When you hear thunder, that's Shango. When you're feeling a little friskier than you need to be, Shango. And I know, you know, everybody's all down for Thor and thunder. And I'm like, no, it will never be Thor for me. It will always be Shango. So welcome. What can I say? Welcome to the Celestial Show, Celeste. We're going to have some fun stuff to ask you tonight. I want to hurry up, get through the a little bit of housekeeping, because I want you to know what else is here on Live Conversations Radio. And big shout out to Aries, because the Aries people is the sign that is astrologically connected to the tarot card of the Emperor. So if you're an Aries in the house, we'll only bow down to you for an hour, and then you got to get over yourselves. Just because you're number one in astrology doesn't mean that you get to trip all over us. And yes, I'm talking about my boss and my friend and my favorite emperor, Life Coach Day. So bad. It's like I'm just daring him to say something. I know he's like sitting on his hands like, ooh, she played too much. I'm like, no, I don't play enough, Emperor. Yeah, he's an Aries. He really keeps me in check, too. So welcome, you beautiful, beautiful people.
Keep
on the
talking.
Phone line. There you go. I told you. He couldn't resist. That's okay, Life Coach Today, because I'm really excited about your show tomorrow. Ask Life Coach Today radio show, Magic in the Moment, the Art of Creativity. I'm a Taurus. Your little ram can't do anything to a bull. And we're going to move on, and I have this argument on the air. He's the head of Life Conversations Radio and is the reason why I get to live my childhood dream of being on the radio and having a platform to be uniquely me, because, you know, this doesn't always translate well out in the public. But you guys, you come, you join me on Sunday nights. I get to play. I get to share my gifts and be with you. He makes that happen. And he's also screening the calls tonight. Thank you, Life Coach Day. That's what we would call a brown nose. You know, you got to kiss up to the boss. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I feel so great. I don't know what's happening, but let's just ride it out, okay? So, yeah, tomorrow, 12 p.m. Monday with Life Coach Day on the Ask Life Coach Day radio show. He allows me to hang out there, too. And I provide the spiritual weather report of the day around 1. It's called Celestial Moments. So make sure you don't miss your moment. And then on Tuesdays, Life Coach Today has another show on his other home at 12radio.com, Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Have you checked it out yet? Amazing ride. He had a great guest last week. It was me. we talked about the gift of life, and it was so much fun dealing with him in that, you know, arena, because he can jump in and, like, talk smack about me. But he found a way to do it. So check him out 10 a.m. on Tuesdays on Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Come on back to Life Conversations Radio, because we're not done with you. Tuesday nights, we've got Living in a Yes with Reverend Deborah Dr. L. Johnson. Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. Phenomenal. She's talking about release. What you need to let go of. You know, a full moon's coming up. I'm going to tell you all about the blood moon, too. And then on Wednesday, it's the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern, we've got Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. And then Thursdays, have you passionately loved and appreciated yourself? You could check out the Umbasa Safira on the Play Experience at 7 p.m. Eastern. Phenomenal show for getting in check with your energy. And then you got me, the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. I like to call myself the... Really? I don't want to say that. Oh, excuse me. I'm talking to the voices in my head. We're all special and unique here. I'm just a little witchy with it. Compromise. I can't help it. My sister taught me that witch is meant, witch means women in truth changing hearts. And, yeah, so, you know, it's October. It's my favorite time. So I'm just feeling high on life, and it's when the veil is truly the thinnest. I know this to be true. I love it. I've got something else coming up. On Tuesday, I'm going to hang out with my fairy godmother. That would be Vonda Guzman on Life is So Beautiful from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. There's already a posting on my wall and on Celestial Show fan like page. And you know what? It feels really good to have people want me to come and talk to them on their platform, because you love me. The other place where you can find me is on journeys-home.com. I got a blog, you know. Everything I go through doesn't translate on radio, so sometimes I got to keep expressing and write it out. My latest blog is, turn down for what? They're all going to laugh at you. So tune into that. And if you read it and if it moves you, let me know about how you felt, you know, what came up for you. Woo! All right, let's get to it. Life Coach Today, can you come here for a second, please? Don't you dare.
I'm not an expert like you.
What?
I'm not an expert like you.
Yes, you are.
I call you on the spot on my show, and you're right there for me. I'm like, oh, shoot. Wait. So...
Before I get into my show, I really want to thank you, because I think a lot of what I'm moving through and how I'm expressing myself, like, so freely, like, this is like a phone call for you. This is a show for them, which means, you know, like, try to stay, you know, professional and all this other stuff. But I really, really want to give you love, because you are now a one-to-listen advisor. I always played with you and told you you were intuitive, but now you're really stepping into your gift as the king and emperor that you are. This man, you know, I pull my own cards. But there are people that I can go to, and I want to announce publicly that Life Coach Today is a man who pulls cards. He pulls Black Angel cards, he can pull medicine cards, and he's working on tarot. But he doesn't even really need the cards, because he's always had this knack for tapping into what's in your mind, what's in your heart, and making it come to life. With a lot of fire, a lot of humor, and with so much compassion. He pulled three cards for me yesterday that, of course, I can't forget. And they all called me out. The sister friend, the reader, and the midwife. Now, what that means to Black Angel cards is I got a choice to make, and so do you. So who's the boss, logic or your heart? I really think this show got developed after my reading with him, and I want to let you know that if there are places, there are times when you really need some support and you need some help and you need somebody who can pull the cards and break it down to you, he's over at One to Listen. And I would say this even if I didn't have the experience, but because I had the experience and I follow both my logic and my heart. My heart is so open right now that I want to say to you publicly, thank you. It's one of the best readings I ever had in my own life. And that's even over the readings that I give myself, because you present a mirror for people, Life Coach Day, when you show up. You know, you call me out. I was ready to fight you yesterday, but you call me out. Was it yesterday or Friday? I can't remember. But sister friend, there's a choice between I have about being angelic or hermit, and I have been hermit-like. And for the people who know me intimately who listen to this show, I'm sorry I've been ghost on you. For people who wonder how comfortable I am with my gift, well, I'm a reader, which means I'm confident. But that doesn't mean that I also don't get lost in rage when you don't listen to me and it hurts my feelings, which is what turned out for what comes from my journal entry. And then finally, midwife, stepping freely into the energy of giving birth and being that agent of change or paralyzing fear. And I've been walking in a lot of fear, and he helped me work all that out so I could say it to you tonight. So thank you, Life Coach Today.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only bowed out for an hour, you Aries. No.
Careful now.
I'm going to tell them more about that, too. You know, so you get to smile for an hour, and then I'll be bombing you out, you know, in 2 hours, okay?
I'm so always
soak
number
it
one.
All up now.
Okay, enjoy,
what?
Enjoy
what
your
did
show.
You say? You're always
I'm
number
always
one.
Number one. I'm Aries. Come on now. AA, my name, AA.
AA, but you won't tell us. Mm-hmm, you better go. Bye, Life Coach Day. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you for that moment. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. Now, what's the number? What is the energy? What am I talking about tonight? You get to call in 347-426-3346 to join this party and let me know who's the boss, logic or your heart. Four is the energy of the day. And I love this about four, because you'll hear a lot of numerologists talk smack about four, and I said it, and I'm not taking it back. They talk smack about four. You know, I heard somebody, and I love him. I call him my numbers daddy. He made this comment about the number four, like for people who have four as a life path number, oh, get the worker bees to do it. Get the fours to do it. I'm like, hold up now. Four is ruled by Uranus. Okay, I'm going to say it the way I'm used to saying it, Uranus, okay? Whatever, we're all grown here. That is the planet of nonconformity. How can you call the number four a worker bee? Just because it's balanced, you know, you need four legs, you know, you got four legs on a chair, you've got, you know, four table, you think it's square. You're missing out if you get stuck thinking four is square. And not only, well, it is a square, but what I'm saying is, if you think it's square like people are square, you are missing out. And I want to help shake that energy. And I want to talk about compassionate power tonight, okay? Now, these are the ways that four shows up. It's the heart chakra. Unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, whether you're open to it or not, but the heart chakra doesn't stop doing what it does. It's the deer in medicine cards, which is all about compassion and gentleness. The deer offers a beautiful gift to humanity. And then you've got the emperor, which is power, masculine authority, patriarchy. Now, on my Celestial Show fan like page, you'll see that I have a celestial moment for the number four today, and I'll get that to you too. But I deliberately picked images of four that will challenge how you see power. There's a traditional Rider-Waite picture of the emperor that shows up as a, you know, a European man with long white hair sitting in his throne. It's really powerful. You got the heart chakra to get that emerald green energy, and then you have an African queen as the emperor on the everyday goddess. Those pictures together are quite confusing, but they all mean the same thing, which is why I really love tarot so much, because you get to decide what pictures you choose that makes you feel powerful. I personally do not connect with Rider-Waite images. They don't look like me. I need something that looks like me. So check out that sister. That's what I'm aspiring to be. And she's the Emperor card, and she speaks about integrity, truth, and power, just like the Rider-Waite deck. But it's all about reflection, folks. It's all about reflection. They've got tarot cards for everything. They've got tarot cards for Wizard of Oz. They got tarot cards for Batman. You got the traditional, and then you've got people who said, I need a deck of cards that reflect who I am and how I'm showing up. And I think it's more powerful to align with that, because then you can really connect with the messages. Personally, I use the Mother Peace tarot cards. Who does the Mother Peace tarot cards use as the emperor? Alexander the Great, and it's not a cute image. And I didn't really think that was fair, because I don't think we need to beat up on a daddy of tarot cards. You know, there's an image of him with his arms closed, which means his heart is closed, and there's scenes, like Roman scenes of rape and conquering and everything. And then that is a part of patriarchal energy, but there is something that we can also do to infuse the energy of logic and heart. And that's where we're going tonight. 347-426-3346. I'm ready for Steve, who's a return caller, and I'm really excited to find out what's going on in his life. I'll give you a little bit more afterwards. What's up, Steve? How you doing?
Doing great so far. So far, so good. How are you doing?
Oh, listen to that voice. You sound good. I'm doing great. How can I help you tonight?
I just want a general reading, kind of like a report card.
Yeah? General reading. Okay, great. How has life been since we last spoke?
I feel like it's on an upswing.
Mm-hmm. I hear it. I hear it. I really do. And you're not tripping about a Mercury retrograde, are you?
I was born under a Mercury retrograde. So
I know that's right. I know that's right. Excellent. You were born under a Mercury retrograde, so you get to review and connect all the time.
Exactly.
Powerful.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so I've got the Mother Peace tarot cards. This is my third shuffle because three is a magic number.
That's
for those
number.
Of you who didn't. I'm just making my gifts wake up, Steve. Thanks. Okay, so and if you guys don't know that song, it's Schoolhouse Rock. YouTube is a beautiful thing. You can hear the whole song there. Okay, here we go. Three card draw for Steve. His favorite number is three. Let's see what the tarot cards have to say to you tonight. Isn't that funny? Steve, I'm very happy to report that you got the Nine of Swords, which people wouldn't be happy about. I'll tell you that in a second.
Yeah.
You got the Thrower.
In the plain card deck, the 52 deck, that's the worst card.
I know. But it's to the left, which means that you're really not tripping about it. Listen to this. Steve, we got to include everybody in this conversation. They don't know that about Nine of Swords. Okay, we've got the Nine of Swords, we've got the Three of Swords, and then we've got the Daughter of Cups. Which is really, for me, this is what's coming up for you. The Nine of Swords is the worst card because it really means combating your nightmares. In my card, this woman is being terrorized in her nighttime, and she's got to decide to pick up the sword to cut the attachments that has her in fear. It's to the left for you, which means if there's something that's brewing in your life that may be causing you to be fearful, you are not caught up in this energy at all. But you are being given advice to pump up something, to pump up energy for the Three of Wands. Now, you just said three was your favorite number, and your three just showed up. This is a card that speaks of passing on information to young ones. And not only just passing on information, but also remembering not to be so critical of your path, your gifts, your creativity. This is an artist card. It's a mother who's showing two little boys how to paint without criticizing themselves. So what that means, okay, Steve, is whatever gift that you have that's showing up, and I'm guessing it's artistic because it's coming up so strongly artistic, you need to stop criticizing yourself, to keep this energy of the Nine of Swords down, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to ump up your energy around affirmations, around connecting, around you can do it, sweetie. And then I got this card, which really represents the energy that you pull off today. And I'm not going to hold back when I tell you what this card means. This Daughter of Cups and the Mother Peace Tarot cards, so forgive me if I blush, they call this the Great Orgasmic card, okay?
Oh, my God.
And the reason... I know. The Daughter of Cups is receiving all of the beauty and bounty of a life, okay? There's a waterfall. There are trees that are actually leaning toward her. You got the blessing of the goddess as a turtle that's sitting beside you. Now, Steve, whenever you get people cards in tarot, as I'm sure you know, this could be somebody in your life that you're connecting with, and I'm feeling a strong vibration. Or this could be you receiving the information, but I'm feeling like, whoa, I don't know who this girl is or whatever the love interest is that's showing up in your life right now, but she's fun. She is going to show you she's fun. She is not going to let you criticize yourself. She is not even going to let you have the energy of nightmares because she has the gift of self-pleasure that is so overwhelming that she can pass it on to you. I'm going to breathe and ask you, does that reflect with anything that you're experiencing right now? And what's her name? And can we get her number? I'm just kidding.
Not yet. Yeah, she hasn't shown up yet.
She hasn't shown up yet? But do you feel her coming?
No. Yes,
you feel her
coming? I do.
Oh, like, wait a minute. Do you feel her coming?
I'll tell you why I said that. Because yesterday I was like, you know, when you like almost falling asleep, that's when I sometimes get messages and visions. And then I saw the star card, the tarot card.
17 star, that's 17. My prayer card. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that to me is nothing but good stuff.
Well, honey, now you know that star card. That star card.
Yeah. That's what I got.
Okay.
And for me, that has personal meaning for me.
Of course. I'm taking a deep breath. I don't want to rush you. I want to make sure that the both of our voices are blending. I want to tell you that that star card is so hot because I don't know how it shows up in your cards, but traditional Rider-Waite, the star shows up as a woman who is a channel who's actually pouring water in the lake or the water and also on the land. This is the card of regeneration and optimism and hope for the future. So you just received a card, the 17 star card, which has someone actively making it happen. And now I just pulled a card for you of the woman who's actually receiving those blessings. Man, that's hot. You don't have any nightmares to worry about. What I would say to you, though, is you don't have nightmares to worry about, except the nightmares that all humanity has, and that's the nightmare of not believing in their own beauty and their strength. So whenever you feel self-critical, I want you to see the water washing over you, okay?
Okay.
Which also leads to the artistic. Steve, you do something artistic? Do you draw? Do you paint? Do you sing? What is it?
I write and I sing. And I used to draw and paint.
Ignite your gifts, okay?
Okay.
This is literally the goddess coming down to you and saying, this is literally goddess, the Three of Wands coming through for you as Mother Peace Tarot is literally saying, honey, you can do it. And anything, because writers are so critical, I'm one too. Singers, all artists can be really so critical of their work that they take the beauty out of it. make sure you don't do that and allow the pleasure to come in your life, Steve. That's what I'm getting for you. It looks good. You better call me when she shows up. I want to have her on the show. When the love shows up. Aw. It's my pleasure, man. Anything else you got? Everything else okay? You feel comfortable with this reading?
I do. I love it. Thank you very much. Because I just wanted a report card. Because last time I talked to you, you said I need to listen to my ancestors. And I've been working on doing that, trying to get messages.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
You're doing a great job. That's the two-bit by report card. Yeah, we got a little bit of a delay, but yes, honey, I'm glad I heard it later and not in the beginning.
Okay.
I can tell you, honey, you got a 4.0 straight A's. Just keep doing what you're doing.
I love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and blessings to you, Steve. That was fun. I love readings like that. So powerful. You can get your very own message, too. 347-426-3346. So excited to be with you on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. We're going to take a quick break so I can get some water and keep smiling at Steve from California. Yay! Good news, good news. We can all feel the flow and the glow of love. We can all tap into that. Don't think that's just for Steve. You've been listening, so it's yours too. We'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I didn't have time to thank my beautiful people on the phone lines and in the chat room for those that I know. Sweet T from D.C., Tanya. I'm feeling hot tonight, sister. My Cancerian mama. You definitely want to press one for a reading. Yeah, I did it. Why not? I feel like I'm on my front porch. I feel like I'm in North Carolina. And and I feel my ancestors, and I feel all the people who love me and support me, no matter how I show up. Notably, Nisi, my poet, my friend, my sister. Thank you for being here tonight. You are so beautiful, and we just lift you up. You know, we just lift you up in love and light. And New Jace, you steady Yeti. I don't know what I'd do without you. You're there either as a guest or on the line. I'm so happy that you're here. Now, we've got some stuff that's brewing, and I want to let you guys know the best way to take it on October 8th. And I'm going to powerpeak.com for this information because I'm not an expert astrologer. I could tell you what relates to what, but there are beautiful people at 12radio.com that breaks this down for me. It's a place that I go for nourishment. So get ready for this. October is a month of eclipses. What? Total eclipse of the heart. Yeah. October 8th. We've got a full moon total lunar eclipse this Wednesday, October 8th, and a new moon partial solar eclipse on the 23rd. Okay. Now, here's the thing that everybody tells you about the full moon. It's a perfect time to release anything that is holding you back. But I love the month of October because it has Halloween in it. It's my favorite holiday, and I do consider to be Halloween to be a holiday. It's when the veil is thinnest, when our ancestors, when we can really feel messages from the other side even more. Though there have been people who have been saying that the veil has been thin for a really long time. But if you look at other cultures that deal with this time, of the Day of the Dead. There's a movie coming out called Book of Life, which is kind of doing a sanitized version of it. And that's cool. I mean, it's for kids, but it's pay attention to the messages that are coming up in this time, okay? And if you are in the midst of grieving, if you start to feel your loved ones even more strongly, it has a lot to do with all around the world. Regardless if you're Latino, you're Christian, you're Catholic, whatever. I'm thinking about the Buddhists right now who always have shrine of their ancestors up. There's always somebody on earth that is celebrating their ancestors. It just so happens that Samhain is a time that started in Europe to celebrate not just Halloween or the spirits and the ancestors, but to also prepare for the land shifting into wintertime. Since I was a little girl, I've been into this. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, I like makeup and I like dress up, but Halloween always felt sacred to me. And so I get excited like a little kid. It's like pre-Christmas for me. And I noticed some... I'm laughing because I edit myself because I have some seriously fundamental family members that would just lose their mind that I just called Halloween pre-Christmas. But it is. It is for me because I love recognizing my ancestors, and my mother is one of my guides. She transitioned December 17, 2005, and she has just beautifully made herself very aware and known in my life and just shows up. And I know my mom's last words to me was, Sean, because my middle name is Sean, Sean, I just want you to be happy. And I'm learning that I am happiest when I am being myself without editing myself. So I just shout out to Mama, shout out to Shango, shout out to everybody on the other side who's holding me down right now. So with that said, let's go a little bit into this blood moon, 347-426-3346. If you want me to pull your cards for you, I'm happy to do that for you, too. I also wanted to, oh, my baby sister is in the house. Hey, Lori. I'm just trying to figure out why I was cutting up so much. I just saw you, sis, but I felt you. I felt you. Okay, so this blood moon, this release time, especially in the energy of, you know, the Halloween energy that's coming up, is a really sacred time for you to get serious about who's the boss in your life, if it's going to be logic or your heart. I propose that you don't need to choose. That the true integration is by playing with both. So let me give you a little bit about the heart chakra. Because it's absolutely gorgeous and so full of love and light. And there's an affirmation for it, too. And I want to make sure you get that before I leave you. So I want everybody that's listening to me, unless you're driving, I want you to stay focused on the road. But if you're listening to me, you can hear the sound of my voice. I want you to take a deep breath. And if you're in a space where you can close your eyes, do that. And receive these words. This is a heart chakra affirmation or affirmations. Because we want you to be open to the power of the emperor, but we want it to be balanced. Because an unbalanced emperor will get you in trouble. It will get you war. It will get you confusion. It will get you me, 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 instead of us, us, us. Open to love. All love resides within my heart. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I nurture my inner child. I am wanted and loved. I live in balance, in a state of gracefulness and gratitude. I love the beauty of nature and the animal world. I forgive myself. I am open to love and kindness. I am grateful for all the challenges that help me to transform and open to love. I am connected with other human beings. I feel a sense of unity with nature and animals. I accept things as they are. I am peaceful. These are some heart chakra affirmations that you can say for yourself. Now, the reason why I'm bringing the heart chakra in is that it's the fourth chakra in the chakra system. And the heart chakra is like a wellspring of love, warmth, compassion, and joy located at the heart center. It moves the love through your life. It is the center of your deep bonds with other beings, your sense of caring and compassion, your feelings of self-love, altruism, generosity, kindness, and respect. It is an integrating and unifying chakra, bringing to wholeness as such. It is your healing center. Indeed, most spiritual traditions recognize love as the ultimate healing force. So why would you choose between your heart and your logic, but use both to help you choose wisely as you walk your path? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am pulling your tarot cards tonight. And I think it would also be fair to tell you a little bit about the Emperor. The Emperor in tarot is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries. Aries is the first sign. And I made a little jokes about, you know, bowing down to Aries only because they asked us to, because they came first. Whatever. No, I'm just kidding. I got a lot of respect for Aries. I need that fire to get me going. I really do. And so Aries is astrologically connected to the Emperor in tarot, and the Emperor is known as the daddy figure of tarot. He's the get up and get it done. He's the architect, you know. But I always like to remind people that you can't have an emperor without an empress. The feminine divine always gives birth to kings. It does not go the other way around. So while we don't need to get into a game about what's better than the other, we definitely need to understand that both are needed to bring forth the blueprint for your life that you want to have. So when I propose the question, who's the boss, I say they both are, for your mind and your heart, because heart and mind divided causes a lot of confusion in the world. And look around you. Look at Facebook comments that are driving you crazy. Look at news media that's happening right now and what's showing up in the world. There are lots of conflict for those people who are deeply divided between their heart and their minds. For some people, They think that logic is the only way to go. And when you go fully to logic without heart, you're lost. If you go completely with heart without logic, you're still lost. I think they're married and need to have the and need each other to make the most informed decisions. So I tricked you. Who's the boss? Logic or the heart? They both are. And they need each other to work fully. The other key about balance is that beautiful deer of the medicine cards, which is also number four. The deer is known as the strong one who stopped the monster from blocking humanity's path on the bridge to Great Spirit. And the deer did not do it by being aggressive. The deer did it by looking with all the love in his eyes to the monster. And the monster that was trying to block everybody because he thought he was doing good by Great Spirit. Great Spirit doesn't want to be bothered by all these people coming to and fro and trying to figure out which way to go. No, I'm going to block it in honor of Great Spirit. And when the deer decided that he heard a voice calling, I'm going to go to Great Spirit, it would not allow itself to be fearful. And so what did the deer use? The deer used its eyes and put so much love and compassion into the monster that it couldn't handle it. And it showed up into an acorn. And the deer made the way for all of us to have a unique and beautiful conversation with Great Spirit. And all of that is connected to the number four, the emperor, the deer, and the heart chakra. So when we stay open to love, we get to be as the deer and get to use our power compassionately. And that's what the world needs now. It's not that I'm saying it's a time to not be in power, but it's time to add some sacred femininity to that power, because patriarchy all on its own does not get it done correctly. You need that feminine energy to balance it. The mother and the father coming together to give birth to a beautiful world. And life is so beautiful, which Vonda Guzman likes to sing. And that's the energy. I'm going to see what's brewing and what's going on here. I know that everybody is checking me out. Oh, my goodness, I didn't see this. Desi from Alabama. Let's bring you in real quick. Thank you so much, Desi. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Celeste?
Oh, I love that accent, honey. I'm doing great. You take me home. You just wanted your own reading tonight?
Mm-hmm. I do.
One of my favorite movies, well, books, is Fried Green Tomatoes, and that's based in Alabama.
Oh, it is. Well, see, I'm from Texas, but I'm here by way of retirement, so
oh.
I guess I'm from Alabama now.
Yeah, you done blended now.
That's
all right.
Right. You heard that Texan accent. That's what you heard.
Is that what I heard? Well, you know me.
That's
all my people
heard.
Are Southern, and all y'all are Southern to me. What can I say? I love it. Okay, Desi, let's see what's brewing for you. Okay, I've got a Seven of Discs, which has and it's way to the right. The Seven of Discs is a card of something really coming to fruition. Okay, I have a very, very, very pregnant woman with a ripe watermelon vines, okay? This isn't about just physical birth. This is about giving birth to something new in your life, and it's happening fast. And I don't know what shift. I know you said that you were retired, but I would also ask you, how are you working on, or have you been considering something new to do, something to give birth to, whether it's a project, maybe even I'm tired of being in retirement, I want to do something to keep moving, or if it's new babies coming in your life, tell me what's coming up as new.
Actually, nothing, because I'm working again. So I really never stopped working. And so I don't know. I don't know what that
And
that
it's all the
be.
Way to the right, which means, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's all the way to the right, which means there's something that wants to get birthed within you.
Okay, let me ask you something. Since you've moved from Texas to Alabama, did you have any old habits that you stopped doing?
No, because I've been in between that time moving from Texas to here, there have been like 15 countries in between that time. And so I've been stagnant here after I retired for 10 years. But I'm still working.
Okay.
So
you're still working. But I'm asking
yeah.
you. Okay, what I'm asking you about, okay, because I'm getting in a root
mm-hmm.
here right now. What I'm asking you about is there anything that you used to do that brought you so much joy that is seeking to be birthed in this moment right now that you're not doing? Whether it's crocheting, whether it's sewing, whether it's dancing, whether it's singing, whether it's writing, there's something that wants to give birth through you. No hobbies.
No hobbies. I kind of lost myself with doing those. And just, no, but I'd like
okay.
to have one.
I'd like to listen to you. Okay, see, now I'm hearing that I kind of lost myself. Okay, Desi, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, okay, as I give you the rest of these
okay.
cards. My homework
okay.
assignment for you is to go back to when you were a little girl. And think
mm-hmm.
about the things that you used to do that brought you so much joy, whether it was playing with your dolls, whether it was coloring, whether it was drawing. There's a strong energy of something that wants to give birth, and I'm going to tell you why. Because once you figure out what that hobby is, I wish I could just tune in and feel what it is, what I could see
mm-hmm.
for you as a little girl, and I am going to try. I also see you building a house with people, and that house is a wall of you working in community. Like perhaps there's something in Alabama that needs your touch, and you're not aware of it yet. But there's something about you, and that's the three of this, but there is something about you that likes to be safe. You don't like to be in a position of being prey. Because I also have, because I got this, I've got this fox trying to get to this hen's house, and you are really trying to protect yourself. And I really believe what's coming up for me, for you,
mm-hmm.
is you have such a phenomenal gift that you have hidden it within yourself, within your subconscious, that can actually bring healing and beauty through people around you right now, but you're too afraid to move because you don't want to be a victim. Now tell me why that you know I don't like to be prey comes up so strongly, because you said that you yes, that's true. What's that about?
Well, I just think that I'm just the more that I was listening to you, I was listening as far as being safe. I like to play things safe and stay in that lane, and
mm-hmm.
you know just and that's about it. I don't try to color outside the line. So.
Ooh. You called me on a 4-day, and you told me you don't like the color outside the lines. I order you to color outside the lines and keep up with me so we can figure out what this thing is that wants to come out. There is something so beautiful within you, Desi, that wants to come out. It won't come out bad, too. So have you ever written in your life? Do you ever write poems when you were a kid or anything?
No. Mm-mm.
Daddy, what
no,
do you do for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
I work and then I come home and then I might go somewhere, travel. I don't do a whole lot of anything. So.
What are you watching on TV, Desi?
Right now?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know?
I do.
I watch stuff like Snap.
Don't say it in shame.
That's what I watch. I watch comedy and ID Channel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. ID Channel, State Line.
I know ID Channel. Mm-hmm.
Comedy.
You're
going to
need
a lot
little
of comedy.
Good. Comedies were good. I'm going to need you to lift your energy. I wish I could tell. I wish I could ban you from the ID Channel. Because all you going to do is, like, try to make sure you're safe after you get finished watching that. Honey, I'm just telling you, baby girl, I'm just telling you, Desi, there is something within you that you haven't even explored yet, but your need for safety is blocking it. Mm-hmm. All right, let me pull one more card for you because you just play with me too much. I got the Ten of Wands. This is saying go wild and be free. Go wild and be free, which only backs up that there's a wild woman in you that needs to get out. Playfully.
I'm thinking about my money.
Mm-hmm. About your money? See, you asked me that first. Well, you're in the midst of a Mercury retrograde, so I would not recommend you go wild with money right now. Actually, what people will say to you right now is to be safe with your money during the Mercury retrograde.
I'm always safe. Always safe with my money.
Then maybe what I'm going to ask you to do with your money is to treat yourself to something that you really love that you've been denying yourself. I'm feeling so much energy around suppression, denial.
Mm-hmm.
You need some fun, Desi. You need some fun.
Okay.
Girl, look, keep up with me. Call me next week. But you know what? Safe is good, and I understand it, okay? But you need to treat yourself to something beautiful, something marvelous, something that will wake up your sacral chakra and passion. That's what I would give to you to give birth to the Desi that is asking to be born right now. And you can keep watching the ID channel. I'm not going to beat you up on that. But definitely stay up on the comedies, okay? You had a beautiful laugh. And life
Thank
is waiting
you.
For you to say yes to yourself, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Desi. Call me anytime. I'm right here on Sunday nights at 8 p.m., all right?
Oh, I'll be here.
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
all right,
good.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Underneath me, you hear my fairy godmother, Vonda Guzman. I will be joining her on Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Life is So Beautiful. This is her song, and this is a prayer for tonight. You've got the power to be compassionate and do what you want to do in your life. I love you, family. I'll see you next week. Good night.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.